This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, let me point this out for you. In the news this morning, they just did a story on Fox 31, by the way, that Wi-Fi jamming robbers that have been around town, they've been caught.
Let me guess. Doug Coe got them.
I think Arapaho.
Oh, God.
Denver.
Well, everybody.
And I think Douglas County was a part of it because part of this was in Highlands Ranch,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, that's where right. A lot of the houses were broken into.
Some people have been jamming Wi-Fis to disconnect and shut down, you know, your cameras and all these things around the house so they can rob you, okay?
Right.
This has been going on for a while. It hit Highlands Ranch.
Remember,
Aurora.
It was the open spaces. It was all those open spaces, and they were like stalking them, and they didn't know that they were being watched.
And they had video, but they didn't know who these people were. Well, they got busted yesterday. It turned out it was a Colombian gang.
Oh.
Yeah, that got caught. Four people here in Colorado, here in town, were involved, along with one person up in Ohio. That
Where
was a part of the,
that one
they
come
made
from?
The connection.
That's
somehow
crazy.
With the phones or whatever, Jamie. They made the connection. Here's the story.
Led by Aurora Police, but also involved other agencies like Arapaho and Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Now, last week, the agencies went to the homes to serve two search warrants.
Douglas County was in there.
Oh,
did you hear that?
Yeah, good.
Right
good.
There? Let me
yeah.
replay
okay.
that for you just a
you
minute.
Because
you're very proud of that.
Well, I am.
I know you are.
I live in Douglas County.
I know.
I feel like our county is that place where everybody's like, better not go there and cause any trouble.
Oh, they'll bust you.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Led by Aurora Police, but also involved other agencies like Arapaho and Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Now, last week, the agencies went to the homes to serve two search warrants and four arrest warrants. This led to the lockup of four Colombian nationals. A fifth was arrested in Ohio. Now, here's some of the evidence collected. The five suspects are accused of breaking into at least 21 homes in Aurora, stealing cash, jewelry, clothing, handbags, sunglasses, and even some weapons as well. Investigators, they seized those weapons and the tracking devices and the Wi-Fi jammers that were used to bypass people's alarm systems.
Wow. They had trail cameras. They had cameras put into rocks. They were physically watching people driving around on foot. They were putting trackers on vehicles, using technology. Any way that you can imagine, they were using for their surveillance to plan these burglaries.
Think about that. They had placed cameras in rocks in your front yard to watch your house.
Yeah, to see when you're coming and going.
That's scary.
And then they would throw a tracker on your vehicle to see where you're at so they can break into your house.
It was interesting because I saw the layout of everything they stole. And they really liked sunglasses. I mean, they showed cash. They showed a Louis Vuitton bag and all this other stuff. But man, they really, really liked sunglasses. Sunglasses, what's your pull?
All right, well, they're in the pokey this morning.
That's
Douglas
good.
County, man.
Douglas
they don't
County.
Mess around, do
what?
They, Jamie White?
Douglas County.
Now, I know that Denver helped and Arapaho helped, but Douglas County probably led the charge.
You know what I feel like?
What?
If anybody ever pulls me over from Arapaho or Denver, whatever, they'd be like, yeah, you always talk about Douglas County. We're we're going to give you a ticket.
Automatic.
Can you imagine, though, that you go out in your front yard and you're doing a little, you know, a little maintenance there, maybe at the flower bed, and you find a camera and you have no idea where it came from?
Go ahead.
You would freak out.
Didn't you tell me somebody was living in a house and the... Oh, we talked about it. The girl was... she said somebody was under her bed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then there was really somebody
under
her bed.
And there was a man under her bed.
She was babysitting. She was babysitting for some friends. And the toddler kept saying that there's a boogeyman. Yeah. There's a monster under the bed. That's what it was. A monster under the bed. No, no, no. Okay, okay. I'll check so you can go to sleep.
Can you imagine looking under there?
She looks under the bed and there's a dude under there.
Absolutely terrified.
I think about that. I don't know why that story affects me, but I think about that all the time because if I hear something or whatever, you know, I walk around like a lunatic with a loaded gun.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what if I do open this door and there's a guy here? I mean, you
like,
know?
Seriously, what would you do?
I'd pass out probably from fright. I'd be like, oh. I'd be worthless.
Right?
I think of that too. Yeah. I think, you know, that we're up in the bedroom, me, Frog, Lisa, and I've got guns. And I've got. But if somebody, if I actually heard somebody, I don't know what I'd do.
Because it's game on.
I don't know what
that
point. Yeah, but I don't know what I would do. I feel like I'd fold in front of my family.
Well, I have all those cameras, you know, that you can with night vision.
Yeah.
And last night I was just watching it. I don't know. I want to see like a mountain lion, you know, and I want to see if the bears are waking up. So I'm watching the field cam that I have set up, and it's on Wi-Fi. And I'm like, what if a guy just shows up in the middle of that camera? Like, what will I do? Will I go outside and shoot him?
Well,
that's probably not a good idea.
Fortunately for you, all you've captured so far is a raccoon pooping.
Well, no, he has a name. Doogie at my Hauser. Doogie.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.